Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 27, The Laws of Learning Torah Daily. When a person concludes the davening, the shachris, the morning service, they should set aside every single day some Torah learning. And what it is critical is that this Torah learning be a regular part of your schedule in such a way that your schedule works around this time, not that the Torah works around your schedule. In Hebrew, this is called learning with a kvius, an established way. And in many texts, it talks about the importance of a kvius in zman, an established time for the learning, as well as a kvius bin nefesh, which means that you are fully present when you learn. And by having this sense of kvius, it being established part of your day, even if in terms of the quantity of the time, it isn't that great, the quality is there because it is part and parcel of your day. So the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you have to run to a business meeting, at least study one verse of Torah first. So you go from davening to some learning and then going on to your affairs of the day. Both men and women have this obligation to learn Torah to stay inspired, to know the practical laws of Jewish living, to be able to mentally be a Torah Jew. That said, when it comes to men, there is an additional obligation of at least some Torah study both morning and night. This is a verse that is from the book of Joshua, V'hagisa boy yoimam v'layla. You should meditate in Torah both during the day and at night. Even if it is something very short, such as this podcast, one can fulfill the mitzvah in this capacity. Though, of course, the longer and the more in-depth it is, the better. The Shulchan Aruch writes, even if one doesn't have much money, even if one is, God forbid, sick, they should try to learn something both in the morning and at night. For someone who is unable to do so because they're incredibly busy, it says here is where there is the mitzvah of supporting Torah learning. By giving tzedakah to a yeshiva, to a place of Torah study, to a Jewish school, to a group of people who are studying Torah, this is the way that you can partner with them and fulfill this mitzvah. This is an old Torah idea that began with the partnership of the two brothers Yisachar and Zvulun. Zvulun were merchants and entrepreneurs. The tribe of Yisachar produced some of the greatest Torah scholars, and they made this pact between them that Yisachar's Torah study is made possible by the support of Zvulun. Thereby, they get the mitzvah too. And in fact, when the Torah lists their name, Zvulun comes first because of the great mitzvah of supporting Torah study. And up until today, similar models are done. But this doesn't just happen by writing a check. Rather, it's each side appreciating the contribution of each other, each side working together, the Yisachar inspiring the Zvulun interacting with the Yisachar, so on and so forth. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if one is supporting Torah study, they should still strive to learn Torah both day and night. And while mentioned above, this component of having this obligation to learn both day and night applies to men and not women. One reason is because of women's other obligations. In terms of raising a family, which is put on a tremendous pedestal in Judaism, there's no job more important than raising the next generation of committed, proud Jews. That said, in recent times, the Rebbe stressed just how critically important it is for girls and for women to learn Torah in a robust, serious manner, perhaps a little bit different than times of old where, yes, they learned Torah, but it was more the practical laws of Jewish living and less of that in-depth Torah study. Today, with the many changes of the world and women occupying all professional positions, as well as due to the many negative influences in the world, every single Jew needs to equip themselves with an in-depth level of Torah study to be able to live as a Jew, both internally as well as externally. Rebbe would also teach this is one of the signs of the generation just prior to Mashiach. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says, if one only has a limited amount of time to learn Torah, priority should be given to learning the laws of basic Jewish living, which is, of course, the reason for this podcast. Additionally, a person should study the more ethical, more spiritual teachings of Judaism that help refine one's character and control their Yetzer Hara, their evil inclination. Fortunate is the person, the Shulchan Aruch writes, who has a regular study in a book called Choyk LeYisrael, which was a popular book back in the day that included little sections from Tanakh, as well as Halacha, as well as Talmud, call it bite-sized Torah learning. Today in Chabad tradition, much emphasis is given to learning Chitas, which is that day's section of the Chumash, a section of Tanya, as well as that day's Tehillim. Chitas being the acronym for Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya. Here's an interesting halacha when a person learns and walks away from the table. According to Kabbalistic reasons, they should not leave the book open. Finally, when a person learns Torah, they should try to remember to pronounce the words with your lips. You're not just reading with your eyes. As the verse, the same one quoted above from Joshua, reads, "This book of the Torah shall not leave your mouth." Also, when one pronounces holy words from the Chumash, even if at that time one doesn't understand the words that they are saying, he or she still fulfills the mitzvah of Torah study. And that is why, when one is called up to the Torah, they will make the blessing on the Torah, Baruch Ata Hashem Nosein HaTorah, even if they don't understand at that moment what the words mean in Hebrew. It concludes with a beautiful teaching. If one does their best to engage in Torah study, and perhaps due to no fault of their own is unable to properly understand it always, they should know that in the next world, they will merit to understand that Torah that they studied in this lifetime. I'll finish by stressing again the importance of that daily lesson of Chitas, Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya. It's something that is bite-sized, something that is within the reach of every single person. Today, it's so easy to study it online or get a print publication mailed to your door called Chayenu with that week's study. Go to chayenu.org for more information on how to order that. In many letters in which people were going through a hardship or requesting a blessing of the Rebbe would say, start learning Chitas. There's a letter from the previous Rebbe who said that when one studies the Chitas, it not only brings blessing to themselves, but also to their children and even their grandchildren. When studying the daily Chumash, it is best to be done alongside Rashi. And in Chassidus, it says how every single day has a certain spiritual energy for that day. Those are the letters of that day's Parsha in Chumash. So today, for instance, is Wednesday in the Parsha of Yisro. So today we would study the fourth reading of Yitro. And learning that day's Chumash aligns your soul with the spiritual energy of that particular day.